This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Oh!
College football game time. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. The Radio.com app. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, the voice of the SEC on CBS, it's Brad Nessler. Brad, we know and we've talked a lot today about the guys that are missing for Georgia today. How about the guys that are missing today for Florida? Can you fill us in on who's a go and who won't be available for Florida?
Well, I think, Chris, they're healthier than they have been, which is good from the COVID standpoint. You know, they went through a two-week period where they basically didn't even practice and missed a game. They're going to miss Zach Carter for the first half because of the fight with Missouri last week. But I think other than that, you know, I talked to Dan Mullen yesterday for probably a half an hour, or talked with him on Zoom, I should say. And he says he thinks that this is as close as they've been to being, you know, full go with everybody. So I think they're 100% healthy compared to Georgia, for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's always good to talk to you, Ness. And, you know, we talk about the matchups and all these things, who's not there, who is there. Who are some – what's the storyline that you don't think a lot of people are paying attention to in this Georgia-Florida game?
Man, I don't know, Randy. It's the ones that, you know, just jump out at you. Can you stop Kyle Pitts, and can you stop Kadarius Toney, I think, if you're Georgia? And you know, they've done a good job of that in past years. I mean, this is the – well, they played three games with Mullen as head coach at Florida, and they've scored four touchdowns against Kirby's defense. So I don't know if that's a case where Kirby's got his number. I don't know. I think this is a better Florida team. I know I talked to you guys at the beginning of the season, and I thought this was the year that instead of just closing the gap, Florida could, you know, win the East. And I still think that, you know, their offense is fun to watch, and they're pretty dangerous, to say the least. And the weird thing for Georgia, I think, is that most defensive-minded coaches, like Kirby, always say they want to get somebody to play one-dimensional. If that means stopping Florida's run, which is not a bad running game, they just don't choose to run it that much. You know, per carry, they're doing pretty well. But if you make them one-dimensional and you make them one-dimensional to pass, that's their strong suit, man, you know. So what they'd like to do is take all that away and make them run, but that's just backwards compared to what most ball games and how most ball games go.
Yeah, Brad, it's crazy to think that Georgia's only got two returning starters from this game last year on offense. That will be on the field today, but the philosophy remains the same. It feels like a game, Brad, where, you know, if I say Georgia's got to throw it more than 18 times, they're going to be in trouble. But if their rushing total is, you know, more than 45, I think Georgia's in real good shape. It just feels like one of those kinds of games today where you keep it simple and, for lack of a better term, you kind of play Kirby ball today.
Yeah, you know, they did that last week, and I think a lot of people think, well, were they holding anything back against Kentucky? That's just the way that game went. You know, that was a rock fight. And, you know, there was only, I think, six possessions on one side and seven on the other. And so you keep the ball for 10 and a half minutes or whatever Kentucky did to get one field goal. You're not going to get many opportunities to put points on the board. I think Georgia's got to throw today at least some. They got to mix it up. They can't play like they played last week because they just won't outscore Florida, I don't think. You know, if they do rush for 250, like you said, they'll probably win the game because it's been 14 straight years now that whoever runs the ball the best wins this game. So if they do that, that's fine. But if they run for 160, they better hope to hell they throw for 220 or they're not going to win the game.
Georgia-Florida today at 3:30. You can watch it on CBS. Brad Nessler will have the call, and he's with us here on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brad, based off of what you've seen from the Georgia offense down, from conversations that you've had with coaches, Dan Mullen and others, what do you think Todd Grantham's game plan is today to try to make Stetson Bennett as uncomfortable as possible?
I think the biggest thing is he thinks that Jeremiah Moon and Brenton Cox, the former Georgia player, if they can win their one-on-ones with Georgia's tackles and put enough pressure on Stetson Bennett and then win the one-on-ones on the corner against a questionable receiving core, and I don't mean to pick on Georgia's receiving core. They're not healthy, and Pickens isn't going to play again. But, you know, there's been a little bit of a disconnect there. You know, you kind of blame Stetson for the last two games, five picks. I mean, you look at some of those, and you go, yeah, catch that ball, and that's not an interception. Knock that one down, that's not an interception. Don't break your route off, and that's not an interception. Right. You know, so the receivers have to be really good. But I think the corners, you know, we're probably going to see some third and Grantham. He's going to bring it, you know, on third down and try to make a 5'11 quarterback uncomfortable. And he said yesterday, too, that pressure up the middle maybe is as big a deal. And they got Kyrie Campbell back in on the front, you know, as one of the defensive tackles. And he makes a big difference, guys. I mean, he's a big body in there, and he does put pressure up the middle. And we know that Stetson Bennett has had some issues with getting balls batted down and that type of thing. So the Florida defense, you know, everybody looks at it and say they've given up a lot of points. If you watch last week's game, they're coming around. I think they've kind of found the guys they want in certain spots that maybe were backups, and they found out either through COVID or injury or just reps that some of the backup guys are actually better than the guys that started the season. So they're better than their numbers look right now, and they're going to try to make number 13 as totally uncomfortable as they can.
Ness, you said, I know you talked to both head coaches before the game and everything. You already said you talked to Coach Mullen. Which coach has the most pressure? I would know both coaches want to win, but if you look at where Georgia is right now and where Florida's trying to get, we've won three straight. You have Stetson Bennett, a banged-up defense. Which team has the most pressure on them today?
I think it's Florida, Randy, just because of what I said, you know, three straight losses. I think Mullen's, if you go back to when he was a coordinator and also Mississippi State, I think he's
10-1.
Like 1-7, you know, against Kirby. Kirby was a coordinator, a head coach. You know, and like I said, the gap's been closing. I think Dan's personality, you know, especially this year, has kind of made this even a bigger game. I mean, this is three straight years where both these teams are in the top 10. So, I mean, it can't get much bigger, you know, the stakes. And you win the East. You win this game, you're probably going to win the East and go to Atlanta. But I think just the fact that Georgia's had their number three straight years, I think the pressure's on Florida. And then after last week, you know, Dan lost a little bit of cheese there with his whole Darth Gator thing and inciting the crowd and being involved in the fight and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, it's put up or shut up, I think. If you're going to make a big deal out of yourself, and he does that at times, it's just his personality. I don't know if he's trying to be a little bit of Steve Spurrier or if it's just he's gotten to this point, you know, where – he's a big-time deal, and people know he's a really, really good coach. And he's trying to be the bad guy in this series right now coming into this game compared to Kirby anyway.
You know, Brad, you brought up about Kyle Pitts. I mean, obviously the focal point of this Florida offense. And Richard LeCount out, so you have your all-conference safety that's not going to be in. Christopher Smith steps in. Also looks like Mark Webb will probably be one of the guys that will get a lot of assignments against him today. They grew up together, I think, if I remember right. So they – you know, it's obviously not the same. Is that enough to slow him down? I mean, you know, how does Georgia try to keep him, you know, from doing what he does, especially as they get in the red zone?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not sure if Dan Lanning knows the answer to that. You know, the weird thing is that you can't just say, well, let's bracket him or let's double team him because you got Kadarius Toney. And if you don't think that Mullen's going to have both those guys on the same side of the field some of the time today, you're crazy, because they're going to move those two, get them over on the same spot. If Georgia decides, hey, we got to double cover these guys, they can't do that because there'd be four defenders on two guys and the other side of the field's wide open, and the other receivers they got are not chopped liver, you know. So you just can't do it that way. Nobody's been able to stop him so far. I don't know what the answer is. LeCount is a huge loss because he's just such an instinctive player. I don't think from – this was kind of weird. Kirby told me this yesterday. You know, he said there's a misconception that Richard LeCount is calling all the defensive shots back there in the back end. He said J.R. Reed did that. Just because LeCount moved into that spot doesn't mean that he's the greatest play caller back there. He actually says that Chris Smith, he trusts him as much, if not more, to make the right calls. By the same token, Chris Smith is not as athletically gifted as Richard LeCount. So you're giving up instinct and a great player for a guy that's just as smart and hopefully makes the right calls to get Georgia in the right positions. But, you know, stopping Pitts, I don't know, man. And then stopping Kadarius Toney, you've got to tackle him in space, and he's a slippery dude. He's starting to look more and more like Percy Harvin as the weeks go along.
Brad Nessler from CBS and the SEC on CBS. Florida, Georgia today, 3:30, the kickoff from Jacksonville.
Georgia, sorry, Florida, Randy. Chris.
Georgia, Florida, yeah. Listen, Brad, the last 14 years, we've talked about this stat. The team that runs the ball the best wins this game for the last 14 meetings. Does that hold true for a 15th time today?
I think it does if, you know, Georgia runs for 250. I don't think Florida can run the ball on Georgia. I really don't. Like I said, I think their per carry average between their guys is good, but they just choose not to. That's just not what they are right now. I mean, they got a quarterback that's thrown 18 touchdown passes through four games. Why go away from that? You know, and they're not Mike Leach. They're not just throwing it all over for the heck of it. They know how to get it in the playmakers' hands. They got a really smart quarterback. I think if Georgia goes 230 running the ball, they'll win. If it's under 200, it's a little shaky.
Well, we'll see, because right now, Ness, I mean, there's so many things, you know, we talk about we say every fourth year, whenever team won three in a row, the fourth year the other team wins. I don't believe that's going to happen today, Ness. But, I mean, when you look at the overall, and I know you're going to wait till 3:27 to make your prediction, who you leaning to, Ness?
I can't predict these things, man. I'm not smart enough, man. You know that.
We've seen Georgia get the lead early the last couple of years, Brad, and kind of take control of the game. How important do you think it is for a fast start today for Florida?
Well, you know, for Florida or for Georgia, if Florida gets a fast start, that's not good for the Dogs, that's for sure. But if Georgia plays anywhere near on third down like they did last year, that would be great. You know, that was what won them the game last year. They went 12 out of 18. It's probably Jake Fromm's best game, actually, last year. If Stetson can do something like that, I think they've got a really good chance to make it four straight. But I don't know. A lot of factors in this one, man.
Brad, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game today.
Thanks, Brad.
Appreciate it, Ness.
Well, I got to go iron my shirt, guys, and then I'll see you at 3:30.
Tell Gary you say what's up.
You got it, Randy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.